This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Chicago has long been a haven for jazz musicians, both emerging and established. We're listening to Window from one such emerging artist. Alvin Cobb Jr. is a drummer and founder of the Alvin Cobb Trio. The group began in 2020, playing live stream concerts to help raise money for grassroots organizations led by Black, Indigenous, and people of color doing work on Chicago's South and West Sides. The trio recently released a new single, and the album will drop next month. I sat down with Alvin Cobb Jr. to understand how he comes up with these musical gems and how his time at Northwestern's jazz program shaped him.
I went there for graduate school between 2013 and 2015.
What got you interested?
I was an undergrad at Florida State in Tallahassee, and initially I wanted to move to New Orleans, but my professor, who actually is from Louisiana, advised me not to.
Oh, no.
And he suggested New York, and I just felt like that would be too much emotionally for me.
Yeah.
And so we decided to go with Chicago as a healthy medium. And it just so happened one of my favorite drummers of all time, Willie Jones III,
yes,
is the drum set professor at Northwestern. So I was sold.
Perfect. You were in the right place.
Yes.
At the
yes.
right time. And you met one member of your trio there as well, Julius Tucker, who plays the keys.
Yes. Even though he was an undergrad, we actually played in ensembles together.
Nice.
Our jazz small group and the big band. And he's probably the musician I've played with the most here in Chicago.
And the other member is Katie Ernst, who's on bass and vocals. And she was a connection from the local scene.
Yes, she and I go back and forth about how we actually met, and neither of us truly remember. But she's been a staple on the Chicago scene for a while. She's originally from Naperville. Just have always been a huge fan of her and her artistry.
What do you think sets these two musicians apart in your mind, Julius and Katie?
Beyond just them being incredible musicians, they both have high emotional intelligences, and that's very important to me.
Why?
The older I've gotten, I've had to recognize how sensitive of a person I am. I'm still very Southern in my sensibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I knew if I wanted to start a group, I wanted it to be with people I felt safe with and also respected the music that they were making.
Makes perfect sense. Jazz, as a genre, it's known for a lot of improvisation, right? It can be fluid and free form. I'm thinking this requires you to be really in tune with your fellow bandmates, right?
Yes.
As we just spoke about. So how would you describe your cohesion with Katie and Julius?
I just think of jazz as a conversation. It's just nonverbal. Even though Katie is singing, most of our communication as a band happens nonverbally.
Through the music.
Music or a glaring stare across the bandstand at each other. And I also think the conversations we have away from our instruments are just as important, how we discuss in rehearsals or just when we're hanging out and mm-hmm. trying to figure out how everyone's doing and feeling.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I think it's time for us to listen to that brand new single.
Yes.
So this is Mind Your Heart. I noticed about this track is just an interesting rhythm, right? I feel like it keeps building, like you're just, you're stacking and stacking and stacking instruments. Then here comes some vocals and more instruments.
Yeah.
Talk about that, that arrangement.
So it's interesting that you said that. So I'm actually stacking on top of myself in terms of percussion. So I played the basic drum pattern, and then I played another drum pattern on top of it. And then I added auxiliary percussion. And then also with Julius, he's playing traditional acoustic piano, but he also added synthesizers. And our executive producer, Aaron Day, came in and added even more stuff. So I was...
I knew it. And it makes for such a wonderful mix.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I wanted the first half of the song to be on the verge of being overwhelming, just to kind of convey the idea of the song.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
You've said, just in talking about the album that's coming out soon, that it comes from self-reflection as well as this idea of, you know, it's advice to your younger self.
Yes, yes. So the, I guess the source material for the album came from my freshman year of college, which was, I guess, 15 years ago now. And I was in a advising mentorship program for first generation students, but also students of color at Florida State. And one of the exercises we had to do was giving advice to younger students or incoming students, but specifically, what would you tell your younger self? And it's kind of become cliche over the years, but that question has definitely meant a lot to me. This one in particular, I think it deals with, even though I have a pretty calm demeanor, I'm in my head a lot and kind of overthink. And I think my friend described it as analysis paralysis that kind of happens. And I definitely feel that with my art sometimes, where I'm very concerned about external opinions and viewpoints.
Yeah.
And
so what piece of advice inspired Mind Your Heart, the song we just heard?
It's dealing with that dichotomy between our rationale and our emotions, or simply our mind and our heart. Mm-hmm. And mentally, I'm thinking in terms of my older self and how I like to analyze and make the right decision. And then my heart is me as a little kid back in Georgia that didn't know much, but my intent was genuine and honest. Mm-hmm. There's a line in the last part of the song where it's heart needs love and fear. That's what heart means to me in terms of what you love and the idea of possibly losing it or not knowing what's going to happen next.
Sometimes the heart has to break.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Because you don't know how important it is, whether it's family or your personal relationships.
You grow from that.
Yes, yes.
You went about funding this album in an interesting way, from what I hear, right? So can you talk more about how you combined a crowdfunding effort and a grant?
Yes. Initially, I tried to pay as much as I could out of pocket, but I quickly found out.
That's always where it starts. I'm broke.
I quickly found out I my bank account wasn't set up for that. So I wanted to avoid doing a crowdfund because I feel like you have one chance and I feel like it needs to be something important. So I kind of had to work my way up to that. So I just asked my friends and family and community, and they showed up in a very big way and helped finance the majority of the project. Mm-hmm. And then Katie actually advised me to apply for the Chicago DCASE grant through the Cultural Affairs and Special Events Office.
Right.
And they helped fund the rest of the remaining.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I'm very thankful. Very thankful. Yeah, it was a huge weight lifted, definitely, to see that I'm very particular of how I want to do things. And sometimes resources can be a hindrance or the lack of resources can keep a lot of good ideas from happening.
Yeah.
And I knew if I wanted to do this in a way that I felt good about, I needed some outside help.
Yeah. So this is a community and a city made album.
Definitely. And right? I'm inspired that even before people heard our original music, that they felt inspired to.
They wanted to support.
Yeah, support. And that definitely means a lot to me.
You've got a listening party at the Music Box Theater the day before the album releases. Now, we love the Music Box here on Reset. They're friends of the show. But that is an unconventional venue for this sort of thing. So I'm wondering, does that mean that there's a visual component to the album?
So there is a visual component. There's a music video for Mind Your Heart, but also for all the other songs, I filmed some vignettes. So they're not full music videos, but they are just simple visual representations of each song. It's me and then a great dancer and artist in town, Brittany Harlan. We kind of do these duets and solos to portray each song.
So did you come up with each concept?
Yes, yes. So like Mind Your Heart, all the songs are based off of notes or diary entries. So I just picked a lyric or a basic line from each of those and just tried to figure out an action that will help portray that.
So you're drumming, you're founding trios, you're shooting videos. I mean, what else?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Does it ever get overwhelming?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said it didn't. But I think the people I choose to work with kind of help me stay encouraged and energized.
Okay, so a reminder for our listeners, Mind Your Heart is out now, and the whole album is out on May 3rd. So when can folks actually see your trio perform this awesome music live?
We have a show May 15th at Dorian's in Wicker Park.
Okay.
The following show would be Tuesday, May 21st. At the Logan Center, Cafe Logan, the Hyde Park Jazz Society has a third Tuesday jazz series.
Uh-huh.
And luckily they invited us to perform for that. And we also have a show Thursday, June 6th at the Hungry Brain on Belmont in Roscoe Village. And we have a full tour coming, and those dates will be announced as they are nice. Finalized. But you can check my website to stay updated. AlvinCobbJr.com.
That's Alvin Cobb Jr., drummer and founder of the Alvin Cobb Trio. Thank you so much for coming in, and congrats on the single.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Let's go out on a bit more of that new single, Mind Your Heart. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Ethan Schwab. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Brenda Ruiz. Come back to the Reset Podcast every Saturday for interviews with great musicians from Chicago and beyond. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.